Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline right now.
He's ignoring me.
I'm not ignoring you.
Kelly,
what am I?
Kelly Danny.
Kelly Danick. Kelly Danick.
We'll see.
All right, roll back the tape. It's a little late to add.
Greg, did you
might
hear
be a little
Kelly
late
Danny?
To add to the flubs of the week. I don't know.
Did you hear Kelly Danick?
Did I used to make this many mistakes when we worked together, Craig? It might be Woods having an effect on me somehow.
I have a sneaking suspicion it's the 11 p.m. nights and the 5 a.m. morning. But
possibly part of
it
as well. No, we just roll with it. That's what we decided. Just yeah. You know what? We can't stop them, so let's enjoy them when they happen.
100%.
Craig Elston from the Crossing Streams podcast and the San Diego Soccer is joining us each and every week, kind enough to up his schedule 24 hours so he could be with us on Thursday so we could take our extra long weekend with new streaming television recommendations. And I'll tell you what, everyone is coming up and telling me they heard a show that you recommended on one of our Friday editions, and they're watching it, they're loving it, whatever it is. My parents are watching, what is it, Bosch? Is
oh,
that
yeah.
The one?
Yep. Bosch. Yeah,
yeah, they're loving that one.
I was
sure.
I just finished last night, Mr. In Between, which was just incredible. Love it. Is there going to be more of that?
You know, that's a great question, Woodsy. There's some speculation that he may just end it there, and you, if you just watch the season two finale, you know it that something very kind of dramatic and series encompassing. Took place, and from what I've heard, he's open to doing a third season, but he may have told that story, feel like he's told all of that story with the two seasons. And either way, I'm like, anything that particular Scott Ryan does, I'm going to be paying attention to. I think he's brilliant.
Dude, great recommendation. Just it's such a great, great watch.
So the way this works, Craig, comes with three different, you know, tries to mix up the genres a little bit, mix up the streaming services when he can. Ideas of things to watch to help you fill some time here during the pandemic. So, Craig, where do we start off today?
All right. Thinking about a long weekend. Hopefully other folks have a 4-day like you guys, but even if you got a 3-day, I got three shows for your 3-day weekend. I'm going to start with one of the classics of the prestige TV era of the last 10 years that you may have missed, and that was the case for myself, which is The Americans. Originally streaming on FX, one of their most heralded, most ballyhooed shows in the history of the network. But now all six seasons streaming on Amazon Prime. Last fall, this was kind of my mission to watch and finish The Americans. It was one of the few shows that was lauded as one of the great shows of the 2010s that I had just not watched. And I went through the whole thing in the fall. And now's your guys' opportunity. Set in the 1980s. Two lifelong undercover Russian operatives living outside Washington, D.C., being set on missions by Mother Russia, trying to avoid their FBI agent next door neighbor and balance their family life as they raise two kids and run a travel business. I'll tell you what, this show is exciting. It's dramatic. But really, the reason I recommend The Americans is because the two performances, the two lead performances of Kerry Russell and Matthew Reese, playing the husband and wife spy team, Elizabeth and Philip Jennings. It's one of the best, you know, couple performances over the last 20 years of American television. They're just absolutely terrific. And it's a show that season one kind of like Justified. If you're a Justified fan, season one of Justified was much more of the case of the week, and then it developed into something bigger. Same thing with Americans. I think the first season, there's a little bit of the mission of the week aspect to the episodes, but it starts to become a show that's a lot more about family. It's a lot more about relationships, adult romantic relationships. I tell you what, it's a great show. It's one that I think a lot of people, just because they saw, you know, Matthew Reese and Kerry Russell with the hammer and sickle behind them and all the Russian stuff, maybe some folks were like, eh, I don't know. But it's also a great 80s period piece. It really does capture the mood of the 80s and the color and the fashion of it very well. So if you never gave the Americans a chance, maybe take this Memorial Day weekend to click start on season one, episode one, and maybe you'll be like me, and a couple months later, you'll have watched all six seasons like I did last year. I certainly didn't regret it.
You know, that's it's a show that I did get started at some point. Shelly and I were watching, and I liked it. We just kind of ran out of time and never finished it. But it's interesting, the relationship, because they're husband and wife, quote-unquote, but not in the traditional sense. They're put together as operatives, so they have to portray husband and wife, but they also have to make it look like they are a real family as well. It's a weird, interesting dynamic.
Well, it's, and what you and Shelley did with the Americans is exactly what I did with the next show Craig's going to talk about, and this is one I desperately need to go back to.
All right, next up on the list is Homecoming. I was just trying to look it up before you guys called, whether it was fourth or fifth, but I think this was a top five show for me on our Crossing Streams end of year rundown from 2018, and a new season debuts tomorrow on Amazon Prime. The 10-episode, half-hour per episode, first season, already available for you to jump on. The thumbnail sketch, Julia Roberts, whoa, stop right there, Julia Roberts doing TV. She plays a psychiatrist at a private facility trying to help war veterans transition back to civilian life, but things aren't exactly as they seem. Here's what's fascinating about this show, guys. Homecoming is actually a podcast turned into a TV series.
Wow.
So we've all got hope.
Yeah. Woods and Ben, the TV series. I don't think it's going to happen, but
they already did it. It's right? Called The Odd Couple. It was great, actually.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this was a dramatic story told as a podcast that's been repurposed into a TV show. Robert stands out. She's great. But it's the show itself. The show is extremely creative. It's the type of show that's giving you information piece by piece. It's a mystery. It's definitely a psychological thriller. That is a way I would describe Homecoming. Great supporting cast, Bobby Cannavale. Stephen James is the soldier who came home. And he and Julia Roberts have multiple one-on-one scenes together. Shea Whigham is a member of the Department of Defense that's trying to figure out what's going on. Great camera work, great scoring, extremely creative. I actually went after watching this show, guys, and listened to the podcast from Gimlet Media where Catherine Keener and Oscar Isaac play the two key roles. And that was great, too. I recommend both. Season two comes out tomorrow. Now, Julia Roberts won't be in it. This is where the TV executive producers and showrunners have taken the concept and stretched it out on their own. But Janelle Monáe joins the cast. So the thing is, Sam Esmail, the creator of Mr. Robot, is the person who directed all of these episodes of Homecoming. It's his shop that's behind Homecoming. I really, really recommend it. It's a great show. It's clever. It's a half hour per episode show, so you can get through it in quick order. And I tell you what, I highly recommend season one, and I'm going to give season two a look just because of who's involved and how clever the presentation was of season one.
Interesting. Sam Esmail, I watched Mr. Robot, which was great, but very challenging at times.
Yes.
Is this show like challenging and you have to really be paying attention and
the first season, not really. It's okay. Just good. It's just really, I don't know why I stopped. I made it like six or seven through and just stopped because I'm an idiot.
Not as dense as Mr. Robot, I would say. There's some very, very clever things they do with the camera that you will just figure out at a key point late in the season and go, oh, I had no idea that that was actually a dramatic motif. I had no idea until you showed it to me. So extremely clever, extremely interesting, a gripping show, Homecoming. So one that I would recommend. But if you're looking for a laugh, if you're looking for something that's going to be extremely clever and light and take your mind off everything that's going on, I honestly did not think I would come with as strong a comedy recommendation as last week with Dave. Dave is really, really good. Dave actually tries to get a little serious toward the end of its first season, which is something you had teased me on, Stephen. I've got some thoughts on Dave that'll be on our next Crossing Streams podcast. What We Do in the Shadows. I have been giggling my butt off watching What We Do in the Shadows all week long.
What does a Craig Elston giggle sound like? You've heard it.
Kind of like that.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted. All right,
perfect. Not quite schoolgirl, but close.
Yeah, pretty close.
Schoolgirl-esque. That's great.
So these are quick bites of shows, not on Quibi, but quick bites of shows. 20-minute episodes, 20 to 25-minute episodes. Season 1, 10 episodes streaming. Season 2 is coming out every Thursday. A new episode on Hulu coming out today, which I think will be the 8th out of 10 of Season 2. What We Do in the Shadows is a mockumentary, very much in the style of The Office or early seasons of Parks and Rec. And I know that in some ways that particular genre, people might have gotten a little tired of it after The Office or Arrested Development, et cetera. But I just got to say, this is brilliant. It's a creation of Jemaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords, which you might remember, the New Zealand comedy and musical act, and Taika Waititi, who was the director of Thor Ragnarok, of Jojo Rabbit, which was nominated for Best Picture last year. Those two have been friends since growing up in New England together, Taika and Jemaine. And they made a movie, What We Do in the Shadows, that this is the adaptation of. It's hilarious. It's spot on. It's so smart, so clever. It just nails the genre. And the reason I recommend this so highly is because it's dealing with two things that generally I would say I'm at least a little bit over. And so you really have to come hard for me to appreciate it. One being vampires, two being mockumentary. And I can't believe how good this is. Like, I can't even believe how good What We Do in the Shadows is. It's just so funny. And just, it nails it. It's so clever. It'll have you giggling, cracking up, guffawing, and it just keeps nailing, like, every single thing you could think about that you could make fun of the vampire genre. They found a way to do it. And by the way, these are vampires living in modern-day Staten Island.
I'm in. I need a comedy. After watching Mr. In Between, which gets a little bit intense, and by a little bit, I mean a lot intense at times, I will this on. This is one of those. Throw on the iPad as you're laying down for bed and get a little laugh, and I'm gonna check that out for sure, man.
Yeah, give it a look, guys. Give it a look, listeners. What We Do in the Shadows is one I came to a little bit late, and I wish I hadn't, because it would have been a ranked show from last year too. It's that good. It's that funny. Just clever. And for me, it's like the perfect palate cleanser. Just like you said, end of the evening.
Yep.
You're done with everything. You're done. You put your kids to bed. Pop this on. You're gonna laugh. There is some, dark language, so to speak, some sexual references as well. So not a show for the kids, but but it's a show for the adults, and you're going to laugh and you're going to have a great time. So three very different recommendations, which is what I try and do for you guys. You
love
got the
it,
Americans
man.
For family drama. You got Homecoming for psychological thriller. And if you just want to giggle, What We Do in the Shadows.
You know, we appreciate it, and enjoy your holiday weekend as well. Thanks for moving up your schedule for us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
That is our Crossing Streams buddy, Craig Elston, on our SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.